anything.
What?
This drunk guy walked into the fucking gun shop today.
What?
This drunk guy walked into the gun shop today.
That probably happens fairly often.
It was at the very strike of 12. We were about to close the fucking doors. And this guy walks in. We're fishing up with more one customer. And this guy walks in. And we knew he was drunk because of the stupid shit he was asking already. And so we were already, like, I was on my way to kind of shuffle him out. And then Randy goes, Nikki, is he holding a beer can? And I fucking darted my eyes, boy. I looked at that can so quick because I wanted it.
What was it?
I wanted it to be a beer can. No, of course it wasn't. Aww. Of course it wasn't, because this would be a whole fucking different story. I wanted it to be a beer can. I wanted to get irate. But that was my line, because it was a fucking can of regular Mountain Dew. And seeing a can of regular Mountain Dew pisses me off.
In the Mountain Dew can.
Listen, there's two reasons why regular cans of Mountain Dew piss me off. Because of how many of them used to be around before Tim switched to Diet Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm. And then now it's Brisk Tea, and there's cans of Brisk Tea everywhere. But it used to be regular Dew, mm-hmm. and like people still know him that way. Yeah. Dew and a cigarette, Mountain Dew and a cigarette, like that was him.
It's the different eras of Tim.
Mm-hmm, it is. And but yeah, this dude had a Mountain Dew. We shuffled him out. I shuffled him out the door and everything like that. Went back in, grabbed my jacket, grabbed my Golden Girls backpack, and I'm walking out the door, and I see in the time that took me, this dude got to the across the street and to the first bar that's there, right? And was already getting kicked out of the front door, and his fucking pants were around his ankles.
What?
I'm not kidding. I swear to you, as I'm sitting here, God is my witness.
That sounds like my old
client. I fucking sat there, and then I stood there, and I was like, Randy, look. Like, I was like making a big deal about it, because our customer was still on his way walking out with us, because we were jibber jabbering. Yeah. And he, oh my God, it was the funniest fucking thing. And he's just walking down the street, and Randy's like looking around the corner, and I'm just like blatantly watching this guy.
He wasn't wearing a diaper, was he?
No, I don't think so. That's the thing. He was far enough down the street, I couldn't see no details, thank God. But I could hear him. So between the first bar and the next bar, he got his pants up. But then he started fucking yelling at somebody, I assume in the apartments of the buildings across the street and above the storefronts there. He's just, fuck you! Like, just barking back and forth. And me and Randy are just sitting there enjoying the fine Rogers.
That's a nice way to end your career at the Armory.
Well, I mean,
not in your career.
It's just because of the town we're in. You know, yeah, it's like the part of town.
It's a nice little memory for.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know what? Out of all the dealing with weird fucking customers I've ever had in any other job, the ones at the gun shop I actually enjoy, and I don't feel like they're eating at my heart and soul. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. when you're working any customer service job, and it's just like, somebody said some heinous shit to you, and like, you were like, yeah, you know, it sticks and stones can break my bones, but that bitch was acting like a cunt on the phone. She don't even know who I am. Like, she's never seen me before, and she verbally abused me. Like, you have those kind of days. Like, yeah, that can like make you think like, oh yeah, you know what? Taking a bath with the, you know, trusty toaster. The brave little toaster, taking a bath with him might be a good idea tonight. Like,
speaking of
customers like that can make you feel that way. But customers I deal with, it's like this one fucking time I got. That's all I got with those. Yeah. It's this one fucking time, because you remember them because you fucking had to yell at somebody.
Speaking of verbal abuse. So have you seen the guy that stands on the corner at Speedway with the mask on? It's like begging for money.
No.
So like yet. He stands there for hours. So he's not disabled, because he wouldn't be standing there, because that would hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he stands there with a mask on. He looks like probably like late 40s, early 50s. Looks able-bodied enough. His sign says veteran, please help. But like every time I drive past him, I'm like, get a fucking job. Because I can tell that this dude could easily get a job. He's just being fucking lazy and trying to beg.
Okay. We're going to get canceled because so the one person's going to be like, ah, he's this, past, and this, and fuck you.
I fucking start to slow down. I put my window down. I'm like, get a fucking job.
Okay.
I don't know.
If you can stand there, if you can stand there for hours,
you can get a
and
job.
Hold a sign. Yeah, there's a job for you out there somewhere.
He also looks like an alcoholic. Like, you know how you can always tell with their eyes.
Oh, the red noses.
Yeah, that red rims and the wet eyes. He's like, he got that. You know what's funny? I don't want to step on any toes, but at the gun show we worked, I saw a lot of those.
A lot of alcoholics? Yeah. Oh, dude.
Along with, we saw a supervillain.
Yes, we did.
So, like, have you ever seen, like, a movie with a militia in it and, like, the evil Nazi leader?
Yeah.
That guy came into the... gun show. Yeah.
Like he looked like
he looked
typical
like
typical overlord. Yes, like yes, this motherfucker. Yeah, like he runs a militia. Yep.
I want to be clear. Yep. I want to be clear. I want to be very clear. One, we did not sell him a gun. Two, no. The answer would have been no
but
if he
also,
tried to purchase
also,
a fucking gun.
Just
based
happened,
on what
and they yes, happened to be looking at AKs.
Shit.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. For
and
your militia.
Here's your sign.
Oh, man.
I was just like, I'm like, Nick.
Which one of these is starting a militia or Minutemen?
Nick, the guy looks like. And he's like, I know. You can rate someone's guntism by how much they know about AKs. This guy was perfectly fucking not mentally ill at all. About, oh, he's seen an AK in a movie once. That was it.
And or boy, he runs a militia.
And he was one of them guys that had like a bunch of knives on him and shit. Like me and Mark knew he couldn't hear us because of how fucking loud he was talking. So we just kept whispering back and forth to each other, people that we went to school with that were going to be like that in like 30 years if they make it.
But also.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we were rough.
I guarantee I was not the only one with tinnitus in that room.
Oh, fuck no. Well, so.
You've tinnitus?
Yeah.
Oh, who are you?
Damn AKs.
I am the ringing in Mark's ears sometimes.
I know. Well, it started when I was shooting an AK.
Yeah, because you didn't use hearing protection.
Mama's tree.
Yeah, you or the giraffe.
I talked about that incident.
You and Gigantor didn't have hearing protection.
I don't
they were
know
probably
if
taking
she was.
Turns putting fingers
oh,
in
man,
each other's
Oh, man, then her grandpa's like...
Oh, yeah, he was pissed. I love that story.
Well,
because I wasn't there.
Season
wasn't
one
there.
Somewhere.
You didn't get in trouble?
So, I didn't get... No, it wasn't a matter of getting in trouble. I mean, it made him angry, so you felt like you were kind of in trouble anyway.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just wasn't there to be involved with it, because then Mark always broke shit and like made himself... He was the outlier.
I didn't want
to be associated with it, because I already had enough of it in youth group. Anyway.
I didn't mean to do stuff like
shit,
that.
There was something else I wanted to talk about, the gun show. Oh, yeah, everybody yelling at each other the whole time. Yeah, and then all the, did you whiff any body odors?
No, I was very lucky to not have much
you
sense
have
of
to, like,
smell
lean
that
in
day.
Or be at fucking crotch level on the chairs. Yeah.
Well, I stood a lot of the day.
That
if
was
you didn't
fucking
notice.
Wonderful. Oh, yeah. I don't blame you,
but no, I didn't have all my sniffing power that day, thank God. Like,
count yourself blessed, sir. Count yourself blessed. Because I'll tell you what, I had to sit because I was writing.
Yeah.
But and I was using the fucking the notepad or the iPad and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So I kept having to like find a surface, put that on and peck
this
at it.
This dude did all of the bitch work. All of it. This
all
is
the bitch
Mark.
Work? Yes.
And this is Nick.
And I'm Z.
What the fuck? Where are you at?
You were in the middle of a sentence, and you she's, just throw a mark like
she's at Fat Boy Studios hosting the
Guns and Gory podcast.
Fucking geez. Fuck you!
We've been doing it for a fucking year, man.
Hey,
Guns and Gory.
Shut the fuck up! I already know where to start and everything.
Well, we're already started.
Oh, all right. So, fucking our first graphic.
What about it?
It's the picture of the Dalai Lama. It's that one.
Where do you?
I don't have it up on the screen. Yeah, it's not that one.
I remember it.
People would have. Oh, yeah. That was one of our first graphics. There's all kinds of weird shit.
Nikki's always been the one who does the graphics.
And I'm hiding stuff in it constantly.
I do like the videos and recording and stuff.
Yep.
And then Z just...
I just talk shit.
So I thought this would be a cool segment for me for us to go through and talk about some of the graphics.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we could
so
do
there's
that.
Tons of hidden
so
shit.
So this... Well, hold on, wait. Shit. So this is our one-year anniversary episode. We've been doing this for a whole year. There are not 52 episodes, though.
There are not.
It's like 40-something, but...
Yeah, just...
And I would like to address, we did not have an episode last week because...
Technical fucking difficulties.
My shit broke.
This shit broke.
My shit broke. If you know anything about recording, my DAW stopped working, and I couldn't... It took, 2 hours to figure that shit out? It was ridiculous.
I was sitting here as his hype man.
Yeah. I mean, he kept telling me how I was fucking up.
Yeah.
It's not that.
I knew what it was and what it wasn't. It was easy to figure out that.
It just took a long time.
I'm a good troubleshooter.
Eliminate all of it. Yeah, that's true. It got done, though.
It got done. And now we're using a nice new...
It's called Reaper.
Reaper.
That sounds so ominous,
fuck
right?
Yeah. Send us sponsor us stuff.
Grim Reaper.
You guys got some cool stickers?
What?
Being
to
called
them?
The Reaper?
No, their logo sucks.
Oh, no. Shot through the heart.
Yeah.
Like,
gotta get good stickers.
I hate when logos
We need
suck.
A new good sticker. I need to get
We
that.
Do.
Oh, we
sat
could
on,
have...
I haven't sat on the toilet long enough.
We could do Mothman stickers.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So should we do an episode where
Clipped.
We...
Focus. Like
well, we have actually focused on Mothman. It just wasn't a whole episode.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got to touch on it kind of again.
Well, we're going to touch
There's
on it tonight. There's
plenty we didn't talk about.
Because that was one of my favorite episodes.
That was, yeah. Well, so, more to go on our first graphic, though, that I had to say about that was there's tons of hidden shit in it. Like, obviously, the Dalai Lama is covering up a friend of ours that we're not really friends with anymore. And it was his 21st birthday, and he is older than me, but we were in the bar.
Yeah.
That was not the genetic testing of that picture would not fly. Not one bit. And then there's, what'd you find?
No, just what you just said.
Oh, so then... The PJ Sparkles.
PJ Sparkles.
Yeah, that was an old 90s cartoon.
I'm trying to look at our old pictures.
And then Cannibal Holocaust.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Worst.
I still haven't seen it.
Ever.
Well, there was
I made
this
her and
cute
Jessica
little thing.
It was awesome. Yeah, I was going to get to that. That's this one. So then our next one was at the range. Our little, this is basically our album cover.
Yep.
The graphic itself was not as refined yet.
Your,
it was getting
your boy
there.
Band post.
Our boy band. We got the.
Mm-hmm.
I am pissed because that fucking lobster claw had got a tear in it right in the webbing of your thumb, and so what I was using it for was a fucking suppressor removal thing. So I did end up burning my hand anyway.
Pretty bad.
At my least favorite. I admit it. No, that one wasn't that bad.
My favorite one was me and the muscles with the shark.
Wait. That was
sexy.
A good one. Where is that one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's later on.
I can't remember when it was.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
It was March 21st, so it was one of our first ones still.
Yeah, that was a real early one. I need to probably open that one up, too. Oh, shit.
I love how they still suck. Like, it all looks pretty, just kind of thrown together still. That's, like, my favorite part of it. kind of like our commercials, like.
Oh, the commercials! I want everybody to know the commercial quality is guaranteed.
It will never change.
The only time it's going to change is when we get real sponsors. No. Then it's just going to become their product.
But it's still going to be
silly.
It's
still
going to
be fucking silly.
And it's still going to have a real shitty sound quality because they always have a pretty shitty sound quality.
Yeah,
it's because I run it through. I record from my phone, from my Beats, and that's how I get like the background music
because
I use like commercial free stuff. And then I'm like, well, I don't really want to pull the video off of YouTube. That's too much work. So I just
our very first picture on the Facebook, and I assume probably the Instagram, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Is me holding a Chihuahua on a 12 gauge. Fuck
that.
Yeah.
Was for our promotion when we first
that
were like,
we were trying to do a podcast.
We were trying to rev the fucking
and
motor.
We did that real bad video down in your basement.
Yep. That was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Well, fucking G.G. Allen, the Jedi Knight. That was dumb. I really came up with that on the fly.
Better if you had
the Barrakesh oath part was a valid point. I saw my point, but it was still stupid.
Right.
No strangling the dancers.
What?
In the Dalai Lama one.
There's one with you in the gun shop. You're being quiet too long.
What?
You're being quiet too
I thought
long.
You had more to say.
No, you wanted to go through the fucking graphics.
I'm going through the graphics, and you've posted a lot of shit, bro. I love
I'm
the
sorry
one.
That
talk,
I...
Are you talking about this one?
What? Yeah.
On, what was that?
I don't know.
Holy Thursday.
What's that?
It was just we happened to post it on
Holy
Thursday.
You gotta, like, speak into the mic better.
Holy Thursday. Guns and Gory. So, that was, I got real fancy with that because I put G.G. Allen in the background, but then I also made it so I thought to myself, the artistic...
Autistic?
No, artistic.
Are you sure? Is that what you said?
My muse in the situation was what's his name?
Charlie Manson. Yeah, actually, I want to ask you something about that. You have featured him in quite a few of the pictures. Are you trying to tell us something?
No, we would hang out with Charlie Manson.
I mean, yeah.
Doesn't it kind of feel like...
He played guitar and like... He was a real cool guy.
There's some fucking whack jobs out there that kind of add up to Charlie Manson, if you think about it, that we went to school with and get random Facebook messages from and shit like
that,
you know?
Think that they have to go into the desert because...
Something. They need to helter-skelter some shit. But I made it look like he was getting denied he was getting picked up on a gun purchase.
Yeah,
like
a straw
he was
purchase
like, oh, denied, and then he was getting denied with a Gucci Glock.
Ah,
yeah.
You at least gave him some class.
Yeah,
because he would not have gotten a Gucci Glock.
Some pizzazz. Nah, he probably would like some shit like that. Oh, this one was tits.
The duel with me and
the
Micah.
The duel with you and Micah. That was a badass
one. That
one
was a good one.
I don't know. I like the beach episode one.
Oh, the beach episode. Wait, no.
I do.
The
like
Tyler, the us and
one.
Tyler.
Oh yeah.
That's the stuff that may the fourth be with you.
We haven't
you
had anybody on the show this year, but we actually...
Not yet. We got some lined
we
up.
We have something lined up. We want to do another cryptid episode, so we're going to. I just have to figure out which one I want to do. Or we'll do a couple, maybe.
Let's see.
I like to focus on like one. The Jersey Devil. Nah.
Or like if we did a couple, like it be the same category of cryptid or whatever.
Oh, yeah. They're... Huh. Cryptids in West Virginia.
Oh my gosh. So how about some of
like
these,
a lot.
How about some of these episode names? Get your finger out of there, please.
Why are you talking to Taco like that?
Let's
Taco,
see
don't
here.
Listen to him.
I'm Bob Ross.
Listen,
and
I have a lot of fun coming up with these names.
Mark was very aggressive. The Bob Ross one, he did that one. That was all him.
I
it was
did
very
a lot
aggressive.
Of them.
I know. Amateur surgery.
I get a little aggressive sometimes.
See, the one where Mark lost the finger.
Isn't the Disney Please Don't Sue Us? That's the one with Tyler, right?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
the Star Wars.
Star Wars
Revenge
one.
Of
yeah.
the Fifth, yeah.
Oh, so yeah, so we're catching up. I'm playing catch up with the title names and I'm fucking so come together right now over me. I think Mark is an addict in here. Ooh, the
that
beach
was for
episode.
Video games, right?
The beach episode. Ooh, I like the graphic from the beach episode.
I like the name
Lord.
For the Bigfoot episode.
Wait, where was that one?
Jessica, 13. Is that you?
Jessica, is that you? Oh, we were getting there. Hold on. Because where's the beach episode? Mark loves Sweeney Todd.
I do.
It's a filthy little love of his. And I knew that. So that's why he's the
I
lady.
I used to have the... I only have one of them now.
Oh, boy.
One what?
Oh.
Of his blades. His
yeah.
Oh, razors, the street lights.
His little razors. Friends.
His breast friend got yeah. him those for Christmas one year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Was it your left or the right one?
He fucking lost one.
I don't know.
One.
They look the fucking same.
Piece no, your left or right breast friend.
What? Huh?
Nothing.
Oh, left she's left talking left. About breasts.
which nipple thy it be. So, yeah, I was really excited for this one to be the beach episode. You kept...
I don't think we talked about the beach much, though, because I don't like the beach, so...
We talked about the beach.
Yeah.
We definitely talked about the beach of the beach episode.
Nick definitely talked about the beach of the beach episode.
I talked about how I hate sand.
That was... The beach was where we were going the first time I got a kidney stone. Yay.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what you get. Who the fuck? Hey. Why do you want to go to a fucking place that's real fucking hot? You go in the water, you're going to feel all fucking sticky all day. Your skin's going to be all fucking dried out. Like,
oh, it's not
I
dried out.
I always feel
I mean,
so
really
greasy. I feel greasy when I'm at the beach.
You, like, that's, you're a,
I take I a million showers. I take a million showers when I'm at the beach.
As no, we were going to say because you're fucking Dago.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That, listen... You if I were yeah. somebody who cared about that, I would quit this podcast.
Listen, one of my closest friends is a Dago, that. Okay? I say what I want.
All of Elwood City is a Dago.
Oh, all the Italian names that come out of that town are beautiful. And then the next... Okay, so this next one was...
That's the same
It's the
party.
Same instance of our very first...
of the... very Yeah.
Yeah, in the bar that no longer exists.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's funny because now, I put right? I put Jessica mm-hmm. there... The only reason I put Jessica there is because she was there that night, but she just wasn't in that picture.
But you couldn't use any other pictures with
no.
her.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
right.
They were all just terrible. Let's see here. Where are we going to get to?
Almost season
okay.
two.
So, the season two, all of... that was terrible with how we got tried to go through all of those
listen,
of seasons
so it,
and episodes.
I went a little wild on that shit, and it's mostly because it got to be too much to type. Season, whatever, episode, whatever. So I'm like, dude, this fucking sucks, and I just stopped doing it, and now we don't even have episode numbers.
Nope,
like,
fuck it.
But it fits with our chaos, so...
I mean... They're still in order because of the dates, so the that's cool.
The episode mm-hmm. featuring Chris Brown.
What did we talk about?
We had
about
Jessica and Chris
one?
On.
I forget what we talked
fuck,
about.
Fuck, I do too. So long ago.
Was it the Titanic thing?
Was
yeah,
it?
The submarine thing. Isn't that
oh.
mm-hmm. And then Chucky with the fleshlight Chucky that no
oh,
one ever
yeah.
noticed until now. Chucky is a fleshlight.
I mean, I might. You might have actually. It's blue. It's the background's blue, and then the fleshlight.
It's a good
is
way
blue,
to hide
like,
a vagina on the book face.
Why do you have to hide? Oh yeah, for the book face.
My
it's blue.
The
I know, right? I've seen blue vagina.
The
before.
Director blue. For my the program I work for saw the turtle penis sticker, so. She's like, she says, Guns and Gory, is that your podcast? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, weird turtle dicks? And then she looked at the turtle and she's like, oh, Mark. Why did you do that?
Oh, that Mark. Is. Like, I like, it sound like the way you make her sound is like she's like some 1950s woman clutching her pearls with her little like glovettes on.
That's what I was going
like,
for.
Like
the when
little
I put the
hair hat net thing.
Her going, eyes got kind of big. She's like, oh, Mark.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to get fired. But no, she just kind of laughed. And I'm like, we're two guys. We talk about some really weird stuff.
And lots of dicks.
Turtle dicks. Yay. Turtle dicks.
Well, not so much anymore.
I mean, we can always bring up the shape of a turtle's penis.
Start talking about
it's just funny.
Again.
I know, right? All right, wait. And then we got this one here. Did you get to this one here? Look at look here. Obviously not there.
Oh. You trying to call me fat?
Yeah, yeah, the fat camp one.
Heavyweights.
Heavyweight, the heavyweights.
We didn't actually talk about the heavyweights movie, but
what now with new episode times? Oh yeah, because you were like, "Well, make sure that you mention this, and make sure you put this in."
Now we just kind of put it out sometime during the week.
Oh, and then
I think it's supposed to be Monday and Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter S. Thompson shooting at a shooting at his typewriter,
and Micah's little character.
Yep. Micah's little thumb dude.
He's made it in a couple of our graphics too.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. He's been in tons of them. There's this one for the lamps that give you legs.
you don't ever do them anymore, Nick. Why don't you ever do that mini graphics?
It's
do you not care about the podcast anymore?
It's free time, man. A lot less free because
you don't
now.
Spend how many hours sitting on the toilet a day.
Huh?
Shitting.
Yeah, I try not to, man.
Uh-huh.
It's listen, when the water touches the tip, it's a little weird.
The last time I had
I don't like
the
I lost enough weight, it got bigger.
I come here
that's true.
To record and that man was on the toilet for 45 minutes.
I wasn't pooping that whole time.
Yeah, what were you doing then, sir?
I was definitely playing on my phone.
What were you doing playing on your phone? Like, what?
Well, you know what? I might have been pooping.
So you're like
whole
sitting
time.
There scrolling through
was
fucking
that the time
Facebook
that we ate
instead
the chips?
Of making us.
Was that the time we ate the chips?
Oh, the chip that you. I haven't put the video out
yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
But the chip that you fucking spit
half.
Out.
I ate half.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, I ate half. Uh-huh, I'll admit I ate half. Uh-huh, the other half I had to spit out because uh-huh, I would could uh-huh, not swallow it.
Uh huh.
I was like, I'm going to throw up.
You bitched out harder than I did.
That's fine. I'll take it.
Well, no more spice stuff, though.
You
gonna,
guys are too old.
I never got a squirrel, but I got a rabbit. Oh, I'm going to fry that up. We're probably going to do a video and stuff.
So then, what's this? A spooky shit October one?
I don't even remember that one,
G.G.
dude.
Allen hiding in the background. The dude kicking the fucking alligator in the face.
The best part is my edited nipples. The nipple pasties.
Yeah, his nipples definitely would have gotten us flagged. That's why they were
wait,
covered.
Were they starfish
so
or what
clear.
Were the pasties
they
again?
Were like stars.
Wait, one's a starfish and one is a little crawdad.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's super... Oh, and Taco. This is one of Taco's first debuts, I think.
Ooh.
Was
Let's
it?
Let's see. Yeah, nah, I think so. It feels like it.
Wow, that's really cool.
Let's see here. Then the Christmas episode.
That
Wait,
one was
no.
fun.
Wait, where are we? That's July.
Oh, you Youth Pastor Mark.
Oh, no, I'm just going through the pictures. And then, so, yeah, we got the Youth Pastor Mark ones. Here, wait. Oh, here, yeah, that was it. Here Cometh the Gang.
Youth Pastor Mark hasn't come out to play in a while.
The episode does not... Oh, this episode does not exist. Oh, I remember this one. This episode does not exist was fun. We talked about Max Headroom and shit. Mm-hmm. And that video game concert.
Yeah, that wouldn't. That was
that
a fun
That was a
episode,
tits
yep.
episode. That's an episode mm-hmm. worth going back and watching.
Mm-hmm.
Or listening
yes,
to.
Yes, yes. That's season 2, episode 3. This episode mm-hmm. does not exist.
That episode was fucking
That
awesome.
Was. I really liked that one. I was proud of it.
Youth Pastor Mark takes what?
The stage. If you click on it, it probably... Oh, no, it'll start playing it.
Yes.
Oh.
Lobotomy?
That one was fun, too. Mm-hmm. Learning
that
about
was,
that.
That was pretty sweet.
I didn't, the research wasn't too dark. Listen, the research I did for the Anthill Kids, oh,
oh
that's
so dark.
That was bad. Oh, and man. I've learned more about Listen. That since, and I'm like, oh, fuck that.
I, like, had to deep dive in on it, so, like, because I had heard of it before, but, like, Jesus, fuck, man, like, that.
Oh.
And there was like weirdly a lot of information.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was that yeah. that was because normally like cult stuff, like you have like blackout parts.
Mm-hmm.
So like you'll have like a bunch of information, but then it's like kind of vague at certain points. Yeah. And then you have a bunch of information. Nope. But this, it was like just constant. Yep. It's like somebody just spilled their guts beating from the A to B, of, had right. all of it.
Yep.
It
was well, nuts. That's because the one chick did.
The last one, right? That he like amputated her leg and stuff, yes. but she survived. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it her leg? I thought it was her arm.
It was stuff.
I don't want to go back to it. No. You can't take me back to the camp. No. No, Rock.
Don't make me
Rock. Rock. Missing without a trace. That was fun.
I don't remember which one that is.
Youth pastor Mark tackles what?
What? Dating? The fuck is no. This I don't know. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's tackles the date, bad yeah. dates episode.
Oh, you were hot and heavy for that one.
It was fun. Yeah. I liked it.
Eat the meat.
I don't know what that one's about.
That one was posted right before my birthday.
Oh.
So many. Why so many questions?
I think we were doing questions would you rather and stuff or something like that.
Yeah, we probably need to do that one again.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah. There's some themes
I'm
we
not
need
an
to.
So you're an asshole.
That's probably about being assholes. There's actually, my naming kind of alludes to what we talk about a little bit.
Nikki gets beat with a dildo.
Oh, wow.
Yep. That I also just stopped giving a fuck at that point with the seasons, at least. Because, like, yeah. It really was a lot for me to type. And
well, then that was just back in October, so that wasn't all that long ago now. No, we can't talk about it all like it was a year ago.
But it was still last year.
Yeah.
So, are we catching up
to? Yeah, because I have on here. Yeah, the next graphic was like.
Look, like the only regular fucking name for any of our episodes, horror stories from around the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one dude's house. Ugh.
Let's see.
You, what? You gotta
the,
like.
Do you remember the horror story? So, like, that one dude, did he kill his mom? Fuck, what was it? And it was that he lived in the house. He lived in the house for a really long time. And like that was where her dead body was. And so mm-hmm. the bathtub and everything like covered in blood and stuff. And it was like ramshackled. Fuck, what was his name?
Oh, forget.
He was so icky. Did he eat them? Was that the cannibal?
What?
Was that the...
We talked about cannibals.
We did.
Yeah, the horror stories around the world that... Was he a cannibal? Like, but he killed a woman.
We did, you know.
In the do you remember? Was he a cannibal? I can't remember. Was it Germany?
I can't
or
remember.
Something?
Oh yeah, the Chinese guy that got away with it.
I think that was a long one. But yeah, the Chinese guy was one because he like moved all over the uh-huh. place. But this one was one guy, and he lived in the same house his whole life, and it was his mother.
Oh,
or something.
He found somebody. Wait, no.
Got somebody to come over, and he like ate them, or like he killed them, and then. Because they were in the bathtub and they had the crime scene photos on the internet.
Yeah.
And that's what I was seeing.
That's the Chinese guy who killed the German girl.
Japanese guy.
Japanese guy who killed the German girl because he wanted to try me. Was that from that? Was that that episode?
I thought it was to be somewhere close. Yeah.
My bad. It was international. That's why I was sticking out to me.
That might have been Eat the Meat.
Yeah, that was okay. That was the Eat the Meat one.
I just remember, like, I can still see the pictures. Like, that's how, like, just icky this house was. Like,
yeah, dude. Some of that shit sticks in your head. Like, listen, I look it up so you guys don't have to.
The Halloween episode?
Yeah.
When we did our movie. We've done a couple movies since then.
Yes, we've done a few movies. Three, I think. We did...
Killer Gremlins. Clowns from Outer
Killer
Space.
Clowns.
First.
Yes, Killer
Clowns was the first one.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Then we did Gremlins. Then we did Reservoir Dogs.
That's it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We got bumped on that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We're definitely going to do another movie. We just got to figure out what we want to do.
Hmm. I mean, I like taking... What is it?
Requests?
Yeah.
Or suggestions?
Yes.
But sometimes...
Oh, what was that one Marco suggested?
Sometimes they just don't hit. Like, I'll look up a trailer and I'm like,
I have short-term memory loss.
The other thing is it really needs to be a movie that we've seen before so we can talk through.
Yeah.
That's another crucial part to, like...
That's true.
Because why would somebody...
That's why Gremlins was fun and Reservoir Dogs, because we already seen that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much that we can, like, oh, this movie's great, you should watch this, because if we've never seen it before... We gotta watch it for. Yeah, it's not gonna happen because making
and a lot
the three
of times
of us,
you don't pick
me
up.
Me and
a lot
Aziza
of the,
have a hard enough time as a couple watching stuff.
You don't always pick up a lot of the nuances the first time.
Watch it without me while I'm at work.
Oh, that's a low blow.
So like
that's a low blow. I haven't done that in a very long time.
So you guys have shows you watch together that way.
Yeah, yes. shows we try.
So
to watch
then,
together.
So if one watches without the other, that's.
It puts us off sync, and then we stop watching.
It's one of the reasons that I refuse to finish Stranger Things right now.
Because he went ahead of you?
Yeah, he went ahead of me, watched the whole season. So I've only watched half of it. So I've only watched half of it. I haven't, like, everyone talks about how he dies, and I'm like, I haven't seen it. So, okay, cool. Like, great, now I know he
dies. You're fine. No, you're fine. Don't listen to
me. So, like, I refuse to watch it until the new season comes out. Then when the new season comes out, I'll watch the rest of that one.
They're taking a good enough fucking long time. They're going to have to be like, 20 years later, this fucking story picked up, because everybody's going to look like they're fucking in their 39 fucking... God
yeah, like 11. 11's in that new
These
movie.
These kids were kids, and now they're banging Drake. Like,
you know what I've been watching a lot?
What?
Resident Alien. Have you ever seen it?
It's
good.
I did
Alan
watch the first episode.
I love my Walsh. Yes.
I watched the first episode
when
he was
in that
on
movie where they're knights.
It's a
Chaucer.
Did
not
you know
Chaucer.
It's based
he wasn't
off of
Chaucer.
A comic?
He was the other one. The angry one.
What?
A Knight's Tale.
Oh, yeah. I remember him in that, yes.
Yeah. But I love him. He's always funny.
Resident Alien. It's based off a comic.
Yeah, I know. You told me about that.
I did. Okay. I didn't know if I did.
Is the comic good?
Yeah.
Why did you have to think
about
it?
Yeah, I had to think about it because I had to think about it. I haven't read or watched most of it. Like, you've watched more episodes of it than I have. I watched it when Sci-Fi first put it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's getting this big resurgence of popularity because they put it on Netflix.
Hey, I saw they're remaking Stargate.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There were like four Stargates, weren't there?
Yeah, well, no, there was only one actual movie, and then they had a
TV
series.
Yeah.
But
they're doing the movie.
The lore from the series kind of sucked, and they're doing the movie. Like, and it's who was it? Is it going to be in it?
It was SG-1 was the TV series, right? But I remember the movie.
It was okay, but they changed the lore that the movie has.
Wait, let me make sure I'm getting this straight. The new series is going to be based off the lore of the.
They are rebooting Stargate with the original lore. That's not lame. What
it
the
is. The
fuck?
Movie was fantastic.
The movie was fantastic.
The movie was great, but all everything
no,
since
but,
the movie.
Yeah, they're redoing the movie.
So
not
they're
the
deleting,
show.
Deleting the
they're
series.
They're deleting all of the canon, basically, is going to be not canon anymore. But that's not how the original writer had it visioned anyways. They're going to do a trilogy with the original vision. And then the
vision from Marvel?
No.
Fuck. Nicholas.
I can't stand you.
But don't you hate when normal people fucking do that to you?
Yeah.
And they cross fucking universes and shit with characters and you're like, "No, you're an idiot." Sorry, I couldn't resist. I do know that he didn't mean the vision from Marvel. I'm not an uncultured piece of shit.
Yes, you are. You don't even like Stargate because you're a piece of shit.
I like the movie, and the TV show was a long, drawn out, we need more money from the movie.
Well, I don't think it was like that, though.
I do.
It was different producers and shit.
Yeah.
It was the company.
Sci-fi was a real weird thing. Basically... If I turned it to sci-fi and Stargate was on, I was clearly watching another channel. I was not even going to. I would, and I can't tell you how much shit growing up because, like, I don't want to say we were bad priority poor, I guess, growing up because I always remember having cable, but just like the lowest fucking package just possible of cable.
Yeah,
and so we had sci-fi around here. And I can tell you the weird shit that I have watched over the years just from clicking on sci-fi and then just watching whatever it was. But then, like I said, once Stargate came along, I was fucking out.
Remember when they changed it to SYFY?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They always had, like, the shittiest shows and movies, didn't they?
I loved it, though.
I mean,
I
liked it, too.
Dude,
that's where I watched Tremors the first time, which is
a
fantastic
movie. Tremors. Every Tremors. Yes.
Fantastic.
It was either USA or TNT would play Tremors all the time.
TNT also did, what was it? Was it Tales from the Crypt? I think
no, that was sci-fi.
That was sci-fi.
But it wasn't originally sci-fi.
No,
when I watched it as a child,
originally HBO.
No,
it wasn't. Yes, it was. Because there's episodes with titties in them, Mark.
Was it?
There's whole fucking episodes.
Like, it was originally produced for HBO, and then they started releasing the cut rated on back in, the rated ones.
I learned what you're learning right now. Back in my pirating days, mm-hmm. when I got all the fucking episodes of Tales from the Crypt.
You can watch it on YouTube.
I was going through.
Supposed to be on YouTube, but
whatever. I was going down through the episodes, and I'm like, oh, titties. And I was like, oh yeah, it used to be on HBO. And then I'm like going down through, and I'm like, oh, there's whole fucking episodes that I don't ever remember even seeing parts of.
Dude, there's
where there was tons
fucked.
Of episodes that I was going through, and I'm like, oh yeah, I saw that.
Last
part.
Season sucks.
Like, I just didn't care.
Last season sucks. They started doing like some animation shit in it sometimes, and like it just sucked.
No, I don't think I made it that far because I was stopped about halfway through.
First few seasons.
I love the
amazing.
Episode when Danny DeVito got cut in half.
There was enough of Danny DeVito to get cut in half.
Yeah, a long ways.
Oh,
my favorite
one.
Was the dude and the woman were together, and the woman was like acting suspicious, so the guy killed, and the guy like thought she was cheating on him with his best friend, so he killed both of them, and then he found out that she was pregnant, and they were trying to plan telling him.
Yeah, oh, that's fucked up.
I just always stuck in my mind.
That's so fucking dark.
Right. That's why I love that show. And I was like, what the fuck? And then he's like, no.
Yeah, and then he probably offs himself.
Yeah, like, I can't remember if he kills himself. Probably.
They probably allude to it, but not actually show
That is
anything.
Not a Guns and Gory episode, though.
There's a fucking episode that fucking got me, and it's really fucking simple and stupid. And it was from like a person's perspective view the whole time. Uh-huh. And it was that the guy, not the whole time. It was that when someone dies, they still retain their consciousness.
Oh yeah.
And that anything that was done to them, they were just standing there watching and they couldn't feel anything, but they knew like
they were standing over themselves watching it happen,
right.
Or they were them and like, watching it happen.
They were
as
watching
themselves.
It. Yeah. Like through, it was through
their eyes. Okay.
And so, but it was the dude like researching it. And then something, I can't tell you what all happens because I don't want to fucking blow it for you, but I also don't remember. So, but the end of it is the main guy, it ended up happening to him. And like, think about it. Your eyes get stapled shut. Your mouth gets stapled shut. You get put in a dark box for eternity. Yeah, it's a fucking terrifying episode,
well,
isn't
then,
it? Yeah.
And then there's those people who, like, they think are dead and they start doing autopsies on. How often do you think that happens?
Ooh,
it's more I think often it's, than what's yes, reported,
yes.
100%.
Uh-huh.
Even with technology today.
Well, because
the human bodies are just so
there's. I'm sure there's been plenty where they didn't even know and the person didn't get to.
I don't care how old I am.
Show
if you find me with
9.
My bowels evacuated. Check my pulse still. Don't assume I'm dead. I might have had too much to drink. I might have wanted to push.
But your heartbeat can get so faint that it's not even detectable.
Especially like corpses that mm-hmm. like you find that in inclement weather because mm-hmm. it's so cold your body shuts down to try and save itself. So like you're
the Everest episode.
It's like a super standby mode almost.
I still bitch about that every now and again when people talk about climbing mountains and shit. And I'm like, is there a fucking prize up there? Tell me I get a little gold trinket up there.
That was
tell
a
me
fun
that
episode.
And I'll fucking climb that mountain.
Listen,
but I'm not fucking going
what
up
if,
there.
What if Mount
cool
Everest, like reaching the actual very peak of Mount Everest, is the true fountain of youth?
It's not.
Or
there's
like
plenty
secrets
of motherfuckers
to the universe
that made it up there that are dead now.
No. Not K2 to the, is harder
to
the
they've
peak.
Made it to the summit. They haven't made it to the like absolute peak.
Yeah,
there's
they
very
have.
Few that
yeah.
have.
No,
whatever.
They
have.
There's some of them that's dead. Guaranteed.
There are.
I don't even
there's
need to Google
a lot
it.
Of them
I'll just bet
dead.
Money on it because people have been climbing that fucking mountain for fucking ever.
K2, well, now it's like an amusement park. You just kind of follow the line. Mm-hmm. But K2 is harder to climb.
You fuck that.
Isn't
that mountain
that one's the one that has the bottleneck.
Yeah.
You're a bottleneck. Fuck that.
What the fuck?
No.
Fuck you, bitch.
I'm telling you. I'm not climbing fat those piece of fucking shit mountains. Why?
Well, no, there's I don't want to climb there. No mountains.
What boggles my mind is the buildings and shit you see that are all the way up there. It's like some, oh, yeah, some the poor animal.
Houses. They're called tea, yeah, houses.
Some poor animal or some dude had to pull the, all that shit up here just to build that little shack there.
Oh, man.
Oh, heaven. Mm-mm.
You pay people to do it for you.
Yeah. Slavery, some sort.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Chain on the ankle.
Not going up the mountain.
Oh, the episode where
we're talking Taco... well, that we got ahead of it. So we're on the the episode where I made you a cum covered Krampus.
What?
Here, looky here. Watch.
Oh God, yeah. That's not cum.
That's what.
Sunblock.
Sunblock, sure.
I have very fair skin despite being Italian. Mm-hmm. So if I go out in the sun, I burn easily. I think I might be a vampire.
Oh, this was the Gremlins episode. See the ear in the corner?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I'm holding a Maxim machine gun.
Well, Gremlins have made it into a couple of the.
Yeah, Gremlins have been in shit. Yeah, pretty consistently.
You know what we should watch for the next movie? The remake of Chucky. The shitty one.
Ew,
that everybody
no,
hates. That's
buddy.
What we should watch.
Oh, man.
That that's the only sucks. One I haven't seen.
Mm.
It's like a stupid version of Frankenstein.
I liked it.
You like, did?
Did I you? Thought it was cute.
Oh, I love the stupid what? Lore that they've built with the whole Chucky multiverse bullshit.
Like, it wasn't a badly made movie, but it wasn't true to
so...
Chucky. I'll
he
give you that.
Look like
if we had never had Chucky before, and this was the first Chucky, it was a good movie. It was well made. It was well made.
I can genuinely
the
say this.
The acting was good. Like, it was a good
but it
movie.
Doesn't
it
look
is not
like
a good
him.
Chucky child's play movie.
I can genuinely say this. If we never got an original Child's Play movie and we got that one, there would never be a sequel.
Yeah.
But Chucky, they wanted to make a sequel real fast.
Mm-hmm.
Their comic books for Chucky are fucking
oh, yeah.
amazing.
Oh,
but you
sure.
You got to filter through which, whenever you find them, because some of them are just comic book iterations
of
the movies.
The, okay.
And then other ones add to like the Chucky bullshit.
Okay.
It's not like the, you don't see like the heart of N'Bala or something like that, but like you see like a little bit more of just how fucked up Chucky can be.
Okay.
And like different situations where it's like, oh yeah, that's definitely not worth being in a movie, but it's mm-hmm. a good comic. Yeah.
Wow. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Trade paperback, bro. Comic books. What's that shirt say?
What shirt?
That one
I
you're
love
wearing.
Sucking dicks with my butthole. Huh. I got that from my one, well, he says he's my friend, but I'm not sure with that shirt.
You said you wanted it, and I'm sure it was picked off of a list.
Oh, that, there you go.
That's when Guns and Gory went to the Renaissance Fair.
Oh, yeah.
The Renaissance Fair trip was amazing.
That was fun. I definitely did not wear that shirt there, though.
I know.
Oh, God.
And then
I
want
to go there and pretend to be a fairy and smack people with a wand.
Oh my gosh.
Dressed in a tutu.
Oh wait, there was this one. The Live Aid one.
Yeah.
The Live Aid pick.
You know, that was a real fun day going to Live Aid.
Yeah, right.
We played that one song, the Christmas song.
With the Dalai Lama and
yep.
and Gigi Allen.
The Dalai Lama is actually an asshole, guys.
Yeah.
Happy Tyler's Giving.
Happy Tyler's Giving. Wait, where is it?
Up.
Which one?
You
the...
asshole. Happy Tyler Giving.
Micah, you asshole. Micah is an asshole. What we talked about.
Oh, yeah. Micah just being in the background of a bunch of shit, too.
Well, of course. But we talked about. What did we talk about for the Thanksgiving? It was not Thanksgiving stuff, right?
Wait, let's see here.
I forget. Where's the descriptions? The descriptions tell you in a way. Kind of.
Kind of.
I like allude to it.
Yeah. Oh, maybe not.
There you go. Go to episode page.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler comes Thanksgiving. Engines, Black Friday, Thanksgiving, and everything in between. Gets pretty weird. Don't ask Nikki about his wiener. You'll regret it. that's when you're, like, exposing yourself to everybody all the time.
Cause, well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, as one does.
He's always done that.
Yeah, because he's a fucking pervert.
It's not a sexual thing. It's just...
It's a dominance thing?
It's a dominance thing, yeah.
Okay. Listen, I have a lot of fun with these descriptions too.
Oh no.
Wash your space spot.
Now is not the time to lose your pants.
Yeah.
I mean, I think any time is a good time to lose your pants, but
I mean, as soon as I walk into my house, I take my pants off. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Pretty so much. I actually have a fun story about when I was in high school with one of my friends. So my mom would know how many people were at the house, friends-wise, by the trail of clothing that we would leave.
Huh.
Like, so not in a sexual, like, we would just walk in the house and, like, coats and hoodies would come off and, like, pants would come off and, like, a shoe here, a shoe there. And, like, we would just go hang out in my room. No pants, t-shirts, just chilling, eating snacks, watching movies. Like, that's what we did. But, like, it was just a no pants, like, it was, like, a no pants rule.
I so want to build off that. You remember the part in Billy Madison where his dad's like dressing him down about his shit?
Yeah.
And he goes, I stole these pants from Carl. I got that growing up because like Danny's friends would just leave shit just like that. But there'd be people that would come down and they'd never come down again. Once they went to Hunky Alley once, that was it.
Come one, come all, step right down, ladies and gents, because you, Pastor Mark, has a new nugget just for you. Cum Nuggets. They are salty and sweet, like chicken nuggets, but better.
My name is Little Bobby, and I love Cum Nuggets. After a hard day of school and baseball practice, the way they gush in my mouth is such a rush.
Now available at your local McWendy's for a limited time. Come get these nuggets.
Nuggets, the taste you love. Cum Nuggets, Cum Nuggets, it's salty and sweet.
Cum
Nuggets, yeah.
Ew.
So anyhow, no, there were some people that just came down Hunky Alley once and that was it. And they'd leave shit. So I always had like a new jacket. Like, I mean, there wasn't a lot of fat people around here. So, I mean, their clothes being big enough. I remember I got an M85. Remember I had that... I think it was black or it was green. It was OD green, that M85 jacket with I didn't have the liner, but it had it was perfect. It fit me and oh, I love that thing. And it got left down on Hunky Alley by somebody. I don't know. Thanks for the jacket.
Hmm. Nice.
You had to have had shit left at your house, but it was probably like skateboard parts.
Yeah. Micah would take that stuff. Well, I mean, he might also just take it out of your house. That was just Micah.
I remember me and him constantly stole a Bic, or not a Bic lighter, a Zippo lighter off of each other.
He stole lighters from
like
everybody.
The same
it was
lighter.
The same one back and forth because we both carved shit into it.
No lighter was safe around
him.
No,
it was not.
Like, listen.
One bit.
So
you wouldn't even take it out of your pocket and somehow he would pull it out.
Still
like,
so
what the fuck?
I was the one that ended up with all the lighters. I didn't fucking smoke.
Yeah.
But everyone's lighter ended up in my purse.
Cause why?
Yeah. Here, hold this. They would drop it. I would pick it up and just put it in my purse going, oh, I'll see him later, whatever. And then I would just have a bag full of lighters. And people like, anyone got a lighter? I'd be like, oh, yeah. And I would just throw a lighter at him.
See, it's a good thing we didn't meet her back then. Because somebody would be like, open up her purse. And she, you look in, you'd be like, the fucking arsonist. Get the fuck out of here.
And then Micah would steal them.
Yeah, Micah would have cleaned you out in 2 days.
Probably not. I just would have started giving Micah lighters. Oh my God. Been like, oh, hey, I have too many here. Take some.
That's true. She did hang out with them a little bit.
Just didn't have the lighters by then.
I mean, they just got confiscated when we went to school because we went to the bad kids' school together.
Because you were bad kids.
These fucking bad
Listen,
kids.
Listen, you would think we would be the ones in the bad kids' school, right?
Shocked.
I was great. Those fucking degenerates. School. Sit there and read books all day.
Yeah.
You what do you think I did when book. I went to the bad school? I literally walked in the first day, went, hey, I already did all this. Can I have all the work? She gave it to me. I did it before I left the classroom for that 20 minutes. And then I read books for the rest of the semester.
Anytime I ended up in school suspension when I was younger, I actually liked it because I would get like super far ahead on my work at school because they would just give you all the work.
Yeah, like, they would do this.
I'd finish it because like I kind of paid attention and I read. I always read really fast. Like when I was in like fourth grade, I had like a 12th grade reading level
so bad.
And like so I just do all my fucking homework and all my papers and
I
shit
hated
and
school.
They would grade them and like I just get like way far ahead because they'd be like you need to just write some lines like after half of the day because I just do all of my shit.
Fuck both of you. I hated school with a bloody passion.
I didn't like school. Anytime. I didn't like in school suspension. I just, when I did it, because I definitely got in trouble quite a few times when I was a kid.
I got in trouble. I was thinking about this the other day. The very last time I got a detention, it was a Saturday detention.
Ooh.
And it was for not paying for a parking pass yet. And still parking in the parking lot. Guess what it ended up getting me?
What?
The third closest parking spot to the school. It cost me 3 hours on a Saturday and whatever fee they charged in the early 2000s.
I think it's funny that you had to pay for parking. Technically, I guess we did too, but I never did. I just parked.
Oh.
See,
I got true.
She probably
twice.
Parked in the you didn't have a car until after school.
Yeah, I was like 27.
I do remember the day. I know we've talked about this before, but I just like bringing it up again.
What you mean the day I got my it wasn't
the day,
it was
you
like
wiped the fuck out on the skateboard being late to school that day. What the fuck did you think I was gonna say?
I thought you were talking about when I got my license and got pulled over because of you.
Oh, no, that's stupid. Yeah, that was funny though. That's not as funny to me as the time you got hurt, but it's not that you got hurt. It's how you got hurt.
Listen, you would have loved to see this. Allie is the only one that saw it, but I got a hoverboard and I was trying to learn how to use it. And like, have you ever gotten on a hoverboard?
No, because my feet aren't used to going that direction forward.
Like, it is not very intuitive. Okay. And so I'm like starting to get it. So I'm starting to go a little bit faster. You know, I'm having a hard time going like forward and backwards because like I want to like lean my whole body and you cannot do that.
You're supposed to stay straight, right?
Yeah. You're supposed to just kind of shift your weight. So I'm like going forward and then I don't know what happened. Next thing I know, I'm on my back. Everything flew off of me, fell out of my pockets, and Allie's like,
"The ground
Dad,
robbed you.
Are you okay?
You got robbed by the floor.
You got mugged by
Listen,
the floor. That's what happened.
When you're as big as I am, you fall a lot harder.
Yeah,
my ass still hurts from that shit.
See, my skateboard intuition still turns on every now and again when I'm falling and just roll into it and shit.
Man. You know, back when you're younger too, like. You just bounce right back from that shit, but...
Mm-mm, not anymore.
No.
When I fall now, I gotta, like, take a second and, like, regain my pride.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And my breath.
No, I don't do that.
No.
If I fall, I get right back up because if I stay on the ground, people are like, are you okay? And then they try to talk to me and
that
just pisses me off.
And people
I literally, I want no one to talk to me. Don't fucking acknowledge that I fell. Don't ask that I'm okay. Let me just fucking deal with my shit. I'll let you know if I need you to take me to the hospital because it's bad. Like, I fucking hate.
Are
you okay? Like,
that.
Don't ask me.
I can agree with that.
And if
that's
you
the
ask
one
me
thing
once,
everybody asks when
and if
you fall.
And if you ask
right?
me once and I say,
like,
yeah, I'm
say
good,
anything, you
don't ask again. Oh my God, don't ask again. Like,
That's why I stay laying on the ground because I want to be the first to know. Am I all right? I ask myself that fucking question. I'm like, all right, am I good? Systems check.
I'd be like, sir, my name is Mark. I am medically trained in first aid. Do you need assistance?
If I fucking, like, The next, if I ever fall by myself, and the first person that walks up to me, oh my gosh, are you okay? I'm going to look at them dead in the eyes and be like, you can see me? The first motherfucker. And then that's why, that's how you breed the people that would just walk the fuck by your fat ass falling. Because it's like, yep, nope, not my business. Fuck it.
Look, we're almost caught up. So what would you say your favorite episode of ours is? Would have been. I mean, I know there's a few for me, but there's got to be one that stands out. Even if it's just right now.
So I don't have like a specific one, but I will
Or like
admit-
a favorite story or something, like a favorite thing we talked about.
So mine is, I like any episodes where we literally just went in with like no plan and we just started talking and we ended up like segued on a topic that was the whole episode. I really like those ones where we're like, oh yeah, we're going to talk about this. And then all of a sudden, like we're way over here, but we have a whole episode worth of conversation in between. Those are fun.
Yeah,
like,
those are I like fun. Those.
I would, there's definitely like instances I can think of where as being the recordee, we set shit up beforehand and we talked about it first and then there's and it came out funny and you can barely tell, but sometimes it's real obvious, which is fine. But then there's certain times where some funny shit was said or something happened and it everybody listening probably thinks it's fucking put on.
Well,
and
so
it wasn't.
I
want to
say this,
we just genuinely came up
so
with
so it's actually happens more often than not that we don't plan a lot of the stuff. Like there, every now and then, you can probably tell, but a lot of the times we say some of the silly shit that sounds planned, it wasn't.
Yeah, no, not one bit. The Halloween episode was pretty awesome, and then you with your vacuum cleaner.
Oh yeah, that was fun. I had fun with that episode.
Yeah, that
was
funny
as fuck.
That was the last time Taco wasn't broken.
The Christmas episode was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Just because that came in as Anti-Claus.
Anti-Claus.
I was sweating my
South
balls
Pole
off
Milwaukee.
The whole fucking time.
Right.
Sweating my balls off for that video.
Yeah.
Then I stopped doing videos because...
The Hail Santa, that's
so
one.
Much.
Yeah. Christmas time is here. Yeah.
But, Anti-Claus is definitely coming back.
Yeah. You know what? I really like children tested, mother approved. That was
That's the one that's that's Love Is One.
Yeah, Love Is One. That was
a
fun
episode. Fun, yes.
It was a fun episode to do
and
research on.
Only one person died and it was that dumb bitch.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I hit a ton of shit in this one's graphic and I didn't I'm not saying that this is my favorite episode though. I'm saying that as a general statement. Like I had fun researching it. I had fun recording it, and I had fun doing the graphic for it. Like, I had
the most fun
on this episode.
We even finished the documentary, like, even after, like, it was after
that
episode,
like, that's
episode,
one
we
of the few
it.
That you got, you specifically, Mr. Nick, actually did research.
Yes. Yes, I did.
I think my favorite, at least as of now, is probably the Pizza Bomber episode.
It
was one of our last ones.
That one was real fun.
Good
idea.
Close. A lot of the subjects, I'm the one who comes up with them, but every now and then Nikki comes up with some golden nuggets.
Yep.
I will admit, the Love Is One was also, it felt the true crimey vibe, but it wasn't dark. Like, it was not like...
I wanted it to get dark and molesting. That's what you expect. At the
fucking
very, very beginning, I was like, what did they do to her body? That's the fucking...
That is the question
that did not get answered almost until the very fucking end. And I already had so many other questions after what did they
that
do to the body.
That bitch looked like a Smurf.
It was like, I figured they would like have... done something to her. I mean when they said that, when
they
literally
like
the fact that nobody
and...
is in jail is is because explicitly they didn't do anything to her body other than move it around.
You put Adam in there?
Oh yeah. There's tons of shit.
Did
in the
you fucking
picture.
Tell him that you put him in there?
No, I didn't fucking tell
dude
anybody.
The amount of times
my uncle Bert is in this.
Yeah, fucking up.
Mark is in it multiple times. Mike is in it a bunch.
You are.
Tyler's in it a
I'm
couple
in it,
times.
What, twice? I think.
Mm-hmm.
Jess.
The fucking
Joseph Stalin throwing up the hearts.
God, look at me looking like a fucking band dork ass. Fucking shit.
I was appalled. I had to put Freddie Mercury in this.
Yeah, right? He should have already been fucking
this
in
fucking
there.
Fucking heartless bitch. Like,
well, that's one of the people she talked to, right?
No, it wasn't. No? He was never listed Freddie Mercury. It was the fuck, what's his name?
Robin Williams.
I literally
put a couple of them.
John
Michael
Lennon.
Jackson. Yeah, John Lennon was one of them. She always talked to like the mega famous people.
Mm-hmm. Right. And there's a lot of famous people that I covered up. It's funny, if anybody ever wants to fucking be truly entertained, look at who I covered up. And I'll admit the stupidity of either I didn't really fucking know them.
Is that Leonard Nimoy?
Or I didn't know them.
Yes.
Yeah, he was already in there.
Yeah, no, that's I forgot that Leonard Nimoy was in there.
That fat, look, did you see I put
Chris Farley?
No, Chris Farley was in there.
Yeah.
No, wait, I put Chris Farley in there because he's black and white. No, I put Leonard Nimoy in there. Yeah, because she didn't have any.
So wait, what is the original?
There's no black and white pictures. So all of those ones I added.
It was just her, wasn't it?
No, because Robin Williams was from her.
Yeah, there's a bunch that like that's why you got to look really closely.
So wait, Irwin was that?
Steve
part
Irwin
of hers?
Was hers.
Yeah.
So that was one of the people she thought. She...
Yep. Pretty much anyone that was mega famous and was famous for being kind. To everyone.
Yeah, because she thought she was kind, and she was a bitch.
Well, they called her fucking mother,
her Alfredo.
And there's fucking down in the corner.
Another picture that is.
There's Gigi Allen.
Part of the series of pictures I took that day of me humping a tree.
Gene Wilder's in there. Oh, Akuma's in there. You didn't put Taco, right? Just Akuma.
Yeah, just Akuma.
Okay. Right in the middle in her little hoodie that we got her for Christmas.
What else?
Put Mickey Mouse, Steamboat Willie one, because he was.
That is not my tack helmet. I'm not that fancy to have that tack helmet. That is my friend's. I will not claim cool shit that's not mine.
Wow. Oh, Trump's in there.
Yep.
She had Trump in there.
Yeah, I know that. But
oh,
that,
did she?
Yeah. Yeah, Trump was one of her people. Tupac added? No, Tupac was in there, right? Kuma, Nick. Grab the cup.
Why did you see how she yells at me just to grab a cup that's already on the ground?
No, they're not going to see that. I'm just going to delete it so they don't see the abuse.
Oh, okay.
Bitch.
Thanks. Thanks, Gypsy Rose. Fucking tapping my hand and shit over here.
We should probably talk about her at some point.
Oh, I thought, no, yeah, we didn't yet, mm-hmm. Gypsy Rose. Yeah,
oh, I would love to do an episode on her, even though it's so done.
You want to do this research on it and take lead? Because I don't.
Yeah,
I do, because I already know.
I mean, I know everything.
I was going to say, I know what I need to know.
Yeah, I do know a decent amount, but
all right,
you
I'll
can drive that one.
Gypsy
Rose. Oh, I wonder if we can get a
the episode
for that
Rob can skip to the Gypsy Rose. I'm not going to skip that one because Aziza's doing it, the main part of it, so I'm going to like it. Suck up.
Yep.
He loves when
fuck
we talk
you,
about
Rob.
Him.
I know he does.
He says, I'm going to see him tomorrow, and he's going to be like, what shit did you talk about me on the podcast? Tell me.
Only the good shit.
I said something real nice about you, Rob. You have amazing teeth.
What?
Let's see here. Wait, hold on. There's some more hidden gems.
Why are you staring at his mouth like that?
I put David Bowie in there.
David Bowie?
I think I put David Bowie in there. I believe in miracles.
No.
Let's see here. Oh, wait. Have you ever been outside hunting, picking sugar plums, or even caroling and think, man, I really wish my nuts weren't so cold? Well, this product will warm your balls your whole life. No more marbles. No more shingleberries. No more shrinkage. Trying our Holly Jolly Ball Warmer today and get a free dose of the day after pill. That one's for you ladies. Oh, ho, ho, Merry Christmas.
Oh, the pizza, pizza, pizza was our last episode.
Crappy Let's see here. Wait,
yeah, the crappy Valentine's Day one, that was fun to do. I reused a little bit of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure That's we've told a couple is, of the same stories a few yeah, times.
The pictures that I get, I reuse. I don't reuse them out of laziness. I reuse them because they fit the situation and we don't have a lot of pictures of ourselves. So we're kind of getting to the cusp of it until we start doing more fun shit and taking more pictures together.
Yeah. I don't take pictures anymore, sorry.
Yeah, it's because you're fat, right? No. Or is it because you're starting to look like Bobby Lee?
What? I don't look like Bobby Lee.
Are you sure? Go like this. Are you sure?
Maybe.
Why does it sound like you're unsure now? Why are you making that face like it looks like you're curious? Wait, go that guy again? Yeah.
I don't look like Bobby Lee.
I'm not as fun as Andrew Santino. Like, fuck, this is not cool.
Bobby Mum?
Bobby Mum?
Listen, I love those guys. I listen to them all the time.
They are great. I can't wait to see that movie, this Nikki Stanicki.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Have you seen the trailer for
Remind
it?
Remind me.
Fucking John Cena's their friend.
Yeah.
But they lied about this friend. He doesn't fucking exist. He's just their scapegoat.
He's a paid actor. He's a paid actor to pretend to be their friend.
Where he's like in a tutu.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And he's like
that movie's
what,
gonna
it was
be
what,
fucking
he gets
hilarious.
Cancer. Like they use him an excuse so they can go out and party
so
without
Bobby
their wives
Lee
knowing.
It?
And so he's had these amazing and terrible adventures.
Yeah, that sounds good.
See,
I didn't look
I have
into
to have
it.
Have
I was just
like,
ass, like, why the fuck is John Cena dressed like a hooker?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I love John Cena, and I'm so glad about it.
Can't see him, right? Isn't that the joke?
A little bit.
Yeah, because it's the...
You can't
yeah.
see me.
I wasn't really into wrestling when I was younger. I liked The Undertaker. No surprise there.
What a lame. You're so lame. I would take you for a Mankind fan.
I mean, he was kind of cool.
He was fucking cool.
He was crazy.
I liked him, and I kind of like Steve Austin until I realized that the kid that talks like him that you go to school with is also autistic. And that's the bottom line.
And every school
because
had that
because I don't
guy.
Like cheese on my sandwich. Thank you.
Every everybody had that kid.
Yeah. Did you have a Power Ranger?
No.
We had a fucking Power Ranger. And see, the thing is everybody's like thinking about the kid that like jumped around and did gymnastics and like fucking did Power Ranger shit. No. I'm talking about the kid that got really fucking mad when somebody made fun of him, even in the slightest. Like it could have been like, haha, your first name begins with a T. And he would just go instantaneously, here come the Foot Clan. We need to jump in action, guys. And the motherfucker would like try to run up a wall and do a fucking
turtles.
Like superhero landing.
Oh, God.
And then like just to try to piss everybody off and get the fuck away from him. Like,
we had
it worked.
Elvis.
We thought he was fucking nuts, so.
We had Elvis and we had Superman.
You had Elvis?
Yeah. We talked about that before.
We had Michael Jackson.
We had I think I had Michael Jackson too. Well,
technically,
I had
shared the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's right. We did talk about that.
What else?
Let's you see mean here. Kids that
now he thinks
acted
he's Jack
like
Black.
That? Or?
Yeah, he thinks he's Jack Black
Jimona.
Now. Right?
Who?
He thinks
Something
he's
like
Jack
that.
Black now.
Yeah.
I didn't really have any of those kids.
No? What?
I mean, we
I
had like,
everybody
we
had
like
some
the
of them
kids that like did Naruto runs. Like,
oh, so you had Naruto.
Yeah.
I
want to
be
we
clear.
Never had any.
We
like,
had a
there
couple
were no
of
people that
too.
Said stuff. Like there was no people that had any tics or they like repeated anything.
I want to be clear.
We just had
I want to know
dumbass kids that did that's how they ran.
I want you to know I know why your school really didn't have those kids.
Why?
Because, and I want you to know this is an insult, so don't take it as anything else.
Okay.
Your school wasn't ever, like, growing up and listening, reading books or watching movies or any kind of storyline, your school was the school that was the other school that didn't have as much character development. So that's why you guys didn't have those fucking kids. The schools that had
the
kids that we're talking about, we were main character schools. You know, that's...
uh-huh.
I was a background character.
You are not. You joined a main character school. Technically, I don't know. I can think of some main character ass stories. Like, your name is definitely a name I've been able to say to certain other people, and I'm like, how the fuck do you still remember him? Like, I know why I know who he is, but how the fuck do you know remember him?
Nobody remembers me. Shut the fuck up.
I'm embarrassed by the amount of people who remember me.
You mean fucking everybody?
Yeah. I still have people that come into the gun shop that recognize me from when I sold cell phones.
Hey,
that's what you get working in the most popular place.
Yeah.
For a decade.
I'm sure people still, they think I work at Walmart.
Yeah. Because
I worked at Walmart. Listen, actually, I was at Walmart the other day and I was getting arrows because I got a bow from the gun show from this guy. And so I was getting arrows for it. And I'm like walking around looking to see if they had any of those like archery targets, the thick ones. So I'm like walking around and he's like, do you work here? I'm like wearing like what I'm wearing like now. Like what I always wear, like black craft stuff. Yeah, I looked at him. I'm like, dude. Do I look like I fucking work here? Like, come on. And then I go around the aisle, and he comes around the aisle on the other side, and he goes, do you work here?
I would have did that on fucking, I hope that motherfucker did that the
I don't
purpose.
Think he did. He looked
I
confused.
Bet he didn't.
I'm
bet
like,
he didn't.
What the fuck? I'm like, dude, you just asked me. I said no. How the fuck do I look like I work at Walmart? Do I look that fucking like a bitch? like, what the fuck?
I 100%.
And he's like, oh, sorry. And like took off. But like,
I 100%.
Like, what the fuck?
If I, oh, Lord.
How do I look like I work at Walmart?
Because you have that face. Just because I know
because
where shit is.
Yeah. Yep. I knew where stuff was. So.
Yeah, you don't look lost. You look like you know exactly where you are in the store.
How can you
He's
come
looking
to
for a motherfucker that works there.
A store
you know
that doesn't know where the fuck anything is. Like,
right.
So you
They're
just
all the same.
So like, 70-year-old men, like they just never walked into Walmart. And then one day they're like, oh, this is an interesting place.
Mm-hmm.
I use the app to find shit. I don't even talk to anybody anymore. I'm like, oh fuck, where
they're
did they
all
move
laid
this
out
to?
The same.
And so I like
they're
look.
All laid out
they're
the
not.
Same.
Like,
I mean,
they're
it
not.
Changes up a little bit, but
like I've
certain
had to,
departments
like, pull it out
are
and be
always
like, where
by
the
other departments, and it might be flip flopped a little bit sometimes. But they're all laid out about the
same. Yeah, I was gonna say like if you're looking for a general item, all Walmarts are the same.
Now, can you imagine walking into Walmart one day and they completely flip-flop the store that you regularly go to?
I actually, that's what I like about the differences between one Walmart and the next is the layout. If it's anything's different about it, I like, there's some I'm like, it's too much like Target.
Oh.
I like Target.
But that's the thing. Walmarts that are laid out like Targets,
I like sporting good departments for some reason. I don't know.
Remember
why.
That Walmart?
And like Walmart has a nice sporting good department.
It used to be better.
Yeah, it did.
I can't believe I'm saying this as a gun dealer essentially. I miss when they had pistol caliber ammo. And their reasoning for getting rid of it was so stupid. I'm just like, whatever, you're cutting yourself out of an entire a very, very popular section of the community.
Remember when I had
now
like,
you can just get 22 LR and expensive rifle rounds.
I had like 6 different UPC code memorized because
for the ammo.
Me and you would check, and then I'd be like, "Hey, Nick, we have some coming."
Well, they would get cool shit like those 100-round boxes of tool ammo.
I still have some of that shit.
Yeah, those weren't very common around here. Like, I hate saying that sounding like the poor fucking gun owners, but like, they didn't have those a lot, so we hoarded them. Mm-hmm. I actually just bought some ammo at Walmart the other day. There's one single thing that I look out for, and I have enough of it now that I don't care to tell people what it is.
Is that why you went shopping with Mom?
Yeah.
Listen, he used to always come home with
the
ammo.
It was the short shell 12 gauges.
The
mini shells?
The mini shells. Yeah. I saw 3 boxes of them. I picked up 3 boxes of them. I've bought them since they were like 4 something a piece.
Yeah.
Up until now, and they're like 7 something. I really don't care. I just want to have a bunch of them because they're fun to plank with and just load the shit out of a shotgun. And I want to get the right feed ramp for a Mossberg 500 to
you know
for
what, them to Nick? Work. But, yeah. So my birthday is this month, and we need to go to the range soon.
Shoot, when is it? 17? No.
22nd.
22nd.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to speak to some folks. Perhaps some class 3 fuckery can conspire.
I'm cool with that. At least one sniper rifle, please.
Sniper rifle.
Anyway, that Walmart. Speaking of Walmart, do you remember the Walmart in Gettysburg?
Yes.
There was like a diet.
There was a diet Walmart because like it was right ghetto. Next door to a there wasn't Giant
a,
Eagle.
There wasn't a grocery section.
Yeah,
it was like tiny, like two
weird.
Aisles.
Yeah, those ones are always weird. They freak me the fuck out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like the Walmarts I grew up with as a kid.
Yep.
Before they became the, super
right,
sad.
That's how Walmart that? Used to be. Well, our Walmart here in Monaca, what half of it used to be a furniture store.
Really?
Yeah. Like the original layout of yeah. what is the 100% of Walmart now, half of it, the right half, used to be all, I think there was definitely one big furniture store, and I think there was one other little store in between,
mm-hmm.
and then the front of our store had a fucking shoe repair place.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a shoe repair and laundromat.
I was still in Texas.
Yeah, you still in Texas then.
Mm-hmm. So, in New York, we never had a Walmart. We had Kmart, and then it turned into a Super Kmart.
Mm, yeah, they That's had those, too.
That's what we had. All they did, we had a Kmart, and they called it, it turned into a Super Kmart, and all they did was add Super to the K. That's it. Seriously, yeah. nothing
they didn't
changed.
Change anything,
yeah. They started carrying a little bit more shit, and expanded just a smidge, but no, That's nothing weird. Really changed.
Yeah, no, the one in New York expanded. Because they moved the building,
yeah.
They expanded into like all the other stores.
Funny you bring up Kmart. My grandmother was the beast at getting like if one of us was being a little too wanty about some electronic or some movie or something that you could acquire from one of those stores, Ruthie started pulling some strings, and she was friends with the manager of that Kmart. And the year that the Wii came out, she was one of the people. She would call him every now and again, and be like, "Hey, you guys get any Wii's in?" But the thing that really turned around my life, the thing that really turned around my life about when I acquired that Wii was I got woken up by my grandmother on a Saturday morning. And she was like, "Circuit City has Wii's. I'm not going by myself. If you want this thing, we're going now." I was like, "All right, fine, we're going." I didn't know we were being so aggressive about it.
Because
it wasn't even that early. Like, it wasn't super early, but she was really aggressive about it. She called up there. They had one.
Listen, my season of Titus was bought when Circuit City announced that they were closing and shit was on sale.
Oh.
It was the only one, and I got 50% off.
But so the thing that I learned the life lesson about is the girl that rang us out, I went to school with, and I kind of had a thing for her. And she rang me out with my grandmother buying a Wii, and that's when I knew I needed to have a little bit more pride in myself.
So anyways, we have
a Patreon.
So today, we have actually gotten together things that need to be sent out.
They will be packaged and shipped tomorrow with the eBay shipments.
Yes.
Fuck yes, it's going out with the eBay mail.
eBay mail.
Which means I have to like put it in the car and drive it to the post office and actually hand it to the person and say, "Hey, I don't need a receipt. Thanks. Have a good one."
Yeah. So that will...
Kill if you buy.
You will get your stuff.
The stuff. Not you, Rob. You're getting...
And then I think
you're
we
getting
might...
a delivery.
Joe... You need to tell me what stickers you have gotten from us, because we might have to send you some more. We definitely have to send her some Christmas stickers.
Yes,
because I didn't even know we had Christmas stickers. You never said anything
Listen,
about Christmas stickers.
Distribution like, car accident it ruined
the car,
everything.
The car accident ruined a lot of that. Yeah, that is exactly why. I had to think of why. I was like, why didn't he get any of those?
Because
we were in a major
they
car
got
accident.
Given Joni brought them out after the car accident because we were going out there and we were supposed to get them.
Uh-huh.
That's why. Because I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
When I saw them.
They got a lot got given out and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they were distributed. You didn't get fucking none.
No. Nope. I'm running low on other ones that aren't going to be made again. So
I know,
I need to
right?
make sure
yeah,
I keep
anybody
a
who has a turtle dick sticker, I want you to understand that shit's limited edition.
Oh, yeah, very
that
limited.
Is probably not going to get printed.
We made like maybe 100 of those in
something
all.
Like that. All of our stickers now have been very limited. So, yeah.
Well,
if we ever get famous, hopefully they end up on fucking eBay for like terrible. Listen, I wanted a Nancy Pelosi sticker, like election sticker, and they were so fucking expensive.
Oh my God.
There's no way. I have a rifle case that I put like anti-gun stickers on and stuff because everybody's like, is that a guitar?
Oh, yeah.
I love taking it to the shop and everybody's like, that's a little out of place. And I'm like, thanks, Captain Obvious.
So
I'm
what?
Not mean to people to their face all the time.
2, 10 and 2, 5 and 10.
2, 5 and 10.
5 gets you stickers. 10 gets you letters. Listen, both of these letters are
top notch shit.
Top notch. Top notch shit.
Well manicured.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It's worth it for the $10.
I saw Mark rub his penis on his, so.
What? Oh,
don't smell it.
Yeah, don't smell it. Oh, she's like.
My dog is snoring in the
she's
background.
That's awake.
Not Aziza.
You're awake.
No, she sleeps with her eyes open like the Chapmans of the family.
That's real weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, do we have any other announcements?
Oh my God, that was
Kuma.
Any other announcements? We got another cryptid episode in the works. Z is going to do drive what episode? Gypsy Rose.
Gypsy Rose. I'm going to get
so
together.
We'll do that soon. We're going to do another cult for sure soon.
Guests.
Yes, we're going to have more guests this year.
Hopefully more gun content.
Yes, we could do some more gun content.
With the retirement of John Brown's armory.
Yeah, maybe. Nobody likes
that
shit.
He has a little bit more time.
Nobody cares.
What? There'll be machine guns. It'll be fun. We got time to shoot stuff now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's
oh, you mean like video
awesome.
Wise.
Oh, yeah.
I do plan on doing videos again at some point. It's just the time it takes and everything, it just kind of made it hard. So at some point, I will start that back up.
The videos. I'm sure you got a good backlog of stuff.
Oh, there's a lot of videos out there.
I have
episodes I can still edit too. I just have to actually do it.
You and your shitty work life balance.
Dude, it's so tedious to edit the videos. It's so tedious.
Yeah. It's like, just because you're ugly.
I mean, the audio editing is somewhat tedious, but not anything near.
Yeah, your voice isn't as ugly as you are. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Is that a compliment?
I don't know.
Is it? It's
fuck
a little
you,
gay.
Nick. So this is
gay.
Mark.
And this is Nick.
And I'm Z.
And this is the Guns and Gory podcast.
Taco, chillax. Well, hello. This is Z, and you guys have been listening to the Guns and Gory podcast. Written and produced by Mark Hodge and Nick Parrish. Audio engineering by Mark Hodge. Recorded in Fat Boy Studios via Sir Nicky's Love Castle. Media manager is me, Z. We'd like to thank all of our friends and family for the amazing support and all of you awesome people listening in. Please join our Patreon for fun extras and behind the scenes with the guys. You can find us at patreon.com/gunsandgory. That is guns, A-N-D-G-O-R-Y. You can also find us on the Facebook, Instagram, and the YouTube. At Guns and Gory, thank you so much for listening. Please comment, like, share, subscribe, have a few carrier pigeons. We'll take them all.
Everything that happens to you, it's all your fault. I hope.